now take the moment to invite Dr. Marian Amaka Woden Igbo. So she is a special advisor on nutrition-sensitive agriculture, East and Southern Africa Division of IFAD. Marian is a registered nutritionist and special advisor on nutrition-sensitive agriculture in IFAD. So she is leading and managing nutrition mainstreaming in ESA programs and strengthening ESA's position on nutrition-sensitive agriculture and rural development. Before joining ESA, she provided technical support to policy and technical advisory division then of IFAD on nutrition-sensitive agriculture. Her doctoral work in human nutrition focuses on community health nutrition, food consumption patterns, and assessment of nutritional values and glycemic indices of traditional foods. I'm pleased to say that she worked with us for a couple of years managing the SEEDUP funded project on multinational rice post-harvest technologies. As a senior lecturer at the University of Agriculture in Nigeria, she did have the teaching responsibility in the research and supervised several graduate students and published many papers. So now currently she is collaborating with other organizations like FAO at Rome along with the IFAD and WFP. So Marian ensures IFAD's active participation in UN nutrition working groups in Malawi and Zambia for the reflection of IFAD's priorities and actions towards the Sun Movement initiative in the development of government strategies. Without any further ado, I invite Marian to share her talk with us. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here again in Canada. And I thank you, the organizers, for giving me this opportunity to further elaborate on IFAD effort towards food security. Dr. Nwanze yesterday mentioned IFAD actions in facilitating and catalyzing the effort towards development agenda. But today I'm going to talk on the perspective, nutrition perspective, on IFAD's investment. Let me just take you through IFAD at a glance. Like you heard yesterday, IFAD is a UN agency, but not just a UN agency. It's also an international financial institution, just like the World Bank. But it's a specialized UN agency in the sense that it has a specialized mandate on agriculture and rural development. IFAD is focused on investing in rural people. We've heard a lot about rural people in this, a previous presentation. Who are these rural people? They are the resource poor, the marginalized, they are nutritionally at risk, and smallholder farmers are the prime beneficiaries. You must have heard a lot that these smallholder farmers are the producers of the global food. But when you bring in the nutrition perspective into it, how do we make this group of population that contributes significantly to food security, how do we bring in sustainability into it? That is where nutrition comes in. Ironically, this group of people are the most hungry. They are the poorest. They constitute the majority of the malnourished. If hard work tries to empower these people, to inspire them, to give them voice, you try to reach the unreached, Like the president of IFAD, he says IFAD goes where other development agents stop. So we go to the remotest area. IFAD commitment on nutrition is embodied in the founding agreements, which is the nutritional, improving the nutritional level of the poorest population in developing countries. When the chair was introducing me, he made mention of ESSA. I don't think we all know what is ESSA. ESSA is East and Southern Africa. So that is the division, the region where my work is focused. I'm pleased to inform you that the renewed focus on nutrition in IFAD investments stems from the initiative IFAD has with the Government of Canada. This initiative includes mainstreaming nutrition from the very start of project design. That is what IFAD is now doing. That is the renewed focus in our investment, trying to have a clear objective at the early stage of project design. This nutrition mainstreaming is now one of the corporate priorities in IFAD. What does this mean? IFAD is targeting that one-third of its project, minimum of one-third of its project, will become nutrition-sensitive projects. IFAD is active in countries committed to SUN movement initiative. SUN is scaling up nutrition. It is a country-led initiative that gives space for the work of nutrition. And currently, we are also paying attention to IFAD grants. IFAD operates as a financial institution. It gives loans and grants. But some of the grants now are being focused towards nutrition-sensitive agriculture. This entails building the capacity of nutrition of local actors in nutrition-sensitive agriculture. Now, we are talking about sustainability of food security. What are the key issues we have to take into consideration in nutrition perspective? How do we see food security? What is the meaning of food security in development work? Is it just having food, increased yield, having food at the table? Does that solve the malnutrition? How do you look at malnutrition reduction in your work as NGOs, as donors, as country? Do you look at malnutrition in all its form? Are we focused on only undernutrition? And we have to bear the consequences of overnutrition. Now, the current data, we have 161 million of stunting, and we have 42 million of overweight and obesity. Should we just focus on undernutrition? Data. One of the presenters made mention of research, and you all are here, academia. We're talking about research. Last week, we had a scaling up global gathering. And what came up from that meeting, the policymakers, they were actually requesting for data. They said, give us good data. Give us good data that is convincing for advocacy. One of the policymakers actually said, if you give me a good data, I will make the difference in my country on nutrition. So the onus is now on you, because in IFAD work, we try to incorporate research. That is the only way you can generate data and fill the gaps. Poverty reduction. Actions intervention, trying to increase income. How does it translate into increased capability? When you are trying to increase the income of smallholder farmers, how does it translate to their productivity, healthy and active life? That is the only way you can ensure that food security will be sustainable. The production and productivity, is it in a sustainable manner? All that has to deal with the 17 sustainable development goal that we've heard of. But it is what we recognize from the sustainable development goal, especially the goal number two, is that nutrition is a powerful driver of development. This is coming up from a recent global nutrition report, that when you invest $1, you have a return of $16. In Malawi, a study, recent study conducted, found out that the cost of stunting is 10% of annual global GDP. When you breastfeed a woman breastfeeds a child for more than 12 months, it improves income by 33%. So these are all the power of nutrition, investment in nutrition. Food security, like I mentioned, what does it mean? You have to remember that there are four pillars of food security. If you take that into account, you are trying to achieve to contribute to positive nutrition. And these four pillars are availability, access, utilization, stability, which all came up from the World Food Summit definition of food security. Food security can only exist when all people at all time have physical, social, and economic access to food. And the food has to be safe. It has to be sufficient to meet the dietary need and also food preference. You don't just impose food on people. It must be food that is acceptable and is supported by an environment of adequate sanitation, health services, and care, allowing for a healthy and active life. So in IFAD work, we try to take these four pillars into consideration. And these are like some of the interventions in the work, trying to generate, to contribute to nutritional outcome. So these are some of the nutritional sensitive intervention. The way forward is the operationalization, action. We've had a lot of action, action. Action does not happen at global level. It happens at the country level. So what we try to do is to document the food knowledge, attitude, and practice. That is what I will give you. We will inform you in the intervention you want to do on nutrition education. Then the other one is on innovative initiative. I won't dwell on that because we've heard of digital agriculture. Then gender, climate, you just heard about gender, climate smart. So these are some of the challenges. I'm just rushing. And I will end with this. This happened in Zambia, one of the districts. So when you look at this, these are smallholder farmers. They are women. About 50% of the target beneficiaries in IFAD project are women. We target women. But when you look at what they eat, their regular diet, this is what we found. Just two food groups, just maize. You steam it, sorghum, steam it, eat it with vegetable. That is it. So what does this mean? Thank you very much.